You wanted to ask ML a question. Are you there? Jeff?
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff?
No, Chad. Hello.
Who is this?
This is Chad.
Chad, go ahead real quick.
Yes, great reporting by ML. I kind of get in a sense, though, that ML is taking credit for blowing this whole Kwame thing wide open, where it looks like Kevin Dietz at WDIV is the first guy on the scene to take him down.
Is Chad Dietz?
Yeah, Kevin, you sound like you have a cold this morning. Yeah, you know, Chad, Kevin's done some good reporting on this, but I seem to remember that it was the Free Press who reported on the
text messages,
on the credit cards, on the the relatives on the payroll, on the civic fund, on the family charity, on the text messages, on the cover up of the payout to the cops. And I also remember when I was at Channel 4, after about 4 months there, they kind of sold me out and wouldn't let me cover any more Kilpatrick stuff, and that they really didn't want anybody covering any Kilpatrick stuff until I was back at the Free Press and we put the text message stuff out there and the mayor was charged with the crime. So you may be right, but I'm skeptical. But
there's quite a bit of evidence to refute there, ML.
Yeah, I think we also broke the news that Kilpatrick had this big house down in Texas. Now, Kevin did go down there and catch Kilpatrick in Texas and see him kind of living the leisurely life. And Kevin deserves all the credit in the world for that. Those were really good stories. Kevin's a good reporter. He does a good job. But here's the deal. You know who's responsible for Kilpatrick being in prison? Kwame Kilpatrick. Jim Schaefer and I are just the guys who made sure that people knew what he was doing so that he could work his way over there.
Chad, are you still there?
I am, yes.
Chad, I'm just curious. Quite a laundry list of accomplishments at the Free Press
compelled
his case.
What compelled you to call
Steve Wilson, who got in the game a little bit, too?
Yeah, Steve Wilson.
This went poorly.
Chad, I'm just I'm curious. What compelled you to suggest an ML was stealing credit for something?
Well, I'm not necessarily suggesting stealing credit. It seems that the credit on who initially broke the Kwame case on the...
Oh, okay. I didn't even have time to tell you how wrong you are.
Television media. Soon to be Kevin Dietz, Britnick.
Were you reading the paper?
I'm sorry?
Were you reading the Free Press while this was going on?
It did seem to coincide absolutely with what was going on with the Free Press, certainly.
Hmm. Because, I mean, if you were reading the paper, I don't know how you could have gotten the idea that, and again, I'm not knocking Kevin. He does some great work.
Yeah, this isn't about Kevin. This is more about Chad Jeff, but.
I get my news from the internet, like every other normal person under 70. Farewell.
You know, the other thing about that is right after, because I still had a relationship with Channel 4 when I went back to the Free Press, but the day we broke the text message story, Jim and I were on the 11 o'clock news at Channel 4, and we were regulars on Channel 4. For months after this happened. But, hey, this isn't about Kevin. Kevin's a good reporter. He's done a lot of good stories. And Jim and I don't need any credit for this. We're, you know.
They got Pulitzer Prizes, too. Did you know that, Chad?
I do. I think Kevin also has an award for the.
This went poorly.
Yeah.
Kevin got a Pulitzer?
No, I think Kevin won a Murrow Award, which is a very prestigious award.
An Edward R. Murrow Award?
In television.
Good.
But I would just tell you from personal experience that Channel 4 had no interest in reporting on anything about Kwame Kilpatrick until the text messages broke. I know that.
Can you explain that?
Let's put it this way. When I came to Channel 4 to be to be an investigative reporter with a lot of responsibility for covering Kwame Kilpatrick in the city of Detroit. I did a big story about Kwame Kilpatrick's relatives on the payroll, their phony credentials, the fact they were still driving city cars even though he said they wouldn't, and the fact that Mayor Kilpatrick claimed to have a teaching certificate and he didn't. Shortly after that, the deputy mayor, the mayor's chief of staff, who we now know as his lover, Sharon McPhail, who was his top city lawyer, and some other stooge from the city, went to the general manager's office at Channel 4 and had a meeting. And I was not invited to the meeting, but curiously, not long after that, every story I pitched that had anything to do with Kwame Kilpatrick was killed.
Did you ask why?
Wow.
I did ask why, and they were just told, well, you know, we've got to be, you know, we've got to, you know, we got to be careful. We need to, you know, we're looking for the right kind of story and
careful about what. What's going on here? What was the fear of God?
No, that those are the same questions I had. I never got a straight answer, and so I focused on doing other stories.
Channel 4 is very tied in with the city.
Well, they're in Detroit.
Yeah,
you know, they're right downtown Detroit.
They do the parade. Yeah. They do
fireworks.
Yeah. Fireworks, yeah.
The auto show at that time. You know, I don't know. I never got a straight answer, and I could see them
wielding the sword of Damocles and saying, well, you want to have that parade next year? You want to have the fireworks next year?
Well, it's amazing how that goes, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and before the text messages, maybe you could say or you could try to believe that that maybe he wasn't doing anything wrong if you wanted to believe it.
Politics is a dirty business. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, consider all up the top, you know, federal government on down, all these politicians, and can you imagine at the level of congressmen and senators and all this stuff that goes on and stories that are squashed because of this, that, and the other, and oh, it's endless.
No, Chad, are you still there? Chad? Oh, Chad's gone.
Yeah, I guess so. Defeated handily.
But you know, I don't mention this.
So much about Kevin that he got an award and all that.
I don't know.
Must Who is be that guy?
Must be related.
Who is that guy?
I don't know, but hey, Kevin's a lot of good work. Channel 4 has done some good work. I'm telling you. They didn't want any part of this guy.
I'll try rebuilding it for a long time.
So.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a time out here. Jeez.
Yeah, really interesting.
And yeah. Some, maybe, I hope the lost footage gets out one of these days.
Yeah, there's some interesting moments caught on video that never made it on the air. But I have a lot of friends at Channel 4, and I learned a lot at Channel 4, and I was not the greatest TV reporter at Channel 4, and I'm not the greatest TV reporter at Channel 2 either. So I have to make full disclosure that there's a learning process there. But
I agree.
But I think when you want to give credit where it's due for the fall of Kwame Kilpatrick, it starts with Kwame Kilpatrick, then it goes to the Free Press, and everybody else is just picking up scraps.
I'm trying to figure out what compelled Chad to call. He almost sounded a little bit like an insider there for a while. I mean, he was pretty insistent and seems to know a lot about Kevin. I don't know.
Hey, Kevin's done some great Kilpatrick stories. There's no question about it. Kevin was a great colleague, and he's when you give him time and resources, he's a pretty damn good reporter too.
I know he's good because Kwame was really pissed at him. That's how I know he was good.
Yeah,
he was really pissed about actually him tailing around Texas was what really pissed him off.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, and you know what? That was again, the Free Press was the one who broke the story. They had the big house down in Texas, but the power of television. And this is one of the reasons why I left newspapers the first time and why I'm at Fox 2 now. Other than the Free Press wouldn't run some of my stories. But anyways, I kind of have this recurring problem. But,
it's recurring, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Free Press too.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
So much for the Free Press.
The power of pictures, you know, it's so powerful. And radio too has that power of sound where you can hear and see for yourself. And you don't really need the reporter to tell you it's a big house. It doesn't look like he's doing very much. You can watch it for yourself and you say, holy smokes. It's like when Steve Wilson got jacked up for asking the mayor about the Navigator.
Right.
Another story the Free Press also broke too. But anyways,
wait, the Free Press broke that story?
Yeah, we were in the paper the same time as Channel 7. We broke the story the same day because they go on the air and we go to press. You know, we confirmed it on the same day, but Channel 7 went further and said that the Navigator was for the First Lady. We didn't go that far because we were still working on that part of the story, but in the end, it was the Free Press's reporting that forced Kilpatrick to have that Saturday press conference during a blizzard in which he said, okay, it was for me. And the way we got that is because a couple of years before the Navigator story came up, I had seen a Navigator parked in the mayor's parking spot, and I wrote down the license plate number, and I asked the security guys at City Hall, I said, hey, who the hell's that parked in the mayor's spot? And they said, oh, that's the First Lady's car. I said, okay. So I had this scrap of paper, and I'm a real pack rat. I filed it away in a file I keep in my desk, and when the Navigator came up, you know, we reported about the city spending money it didn't have on a Navigator. We reported that when they went to go lease the car, they went to the dealership and said, we've got $25,000, give us a Navigator.
Right.
And the dealership said, well, you know what? We don't have one-year leases. And if we did, $25,000 is way too much for a one-year lease. And, you know, so credit to the car dealership for not just saying, yeah, okay, great, here you go. And so they said,
yeah,
well,
they wanted a one-year lease for $24,999, basically.
Yeah, the city
auditor didn't care.
Well, I remember, too, hearing something about the city auditor wouldn't have to get involved in the approval process and all that.
Yeah, because it was under 25.
Anything under 25 grand doesn't go before city council. So the city had this money. It was burned a hole in their pocket. The first lady wanted the car. We've seen the text message where she says, can I get my Navi?
Yeah. And, my Navi.
And so the dealership says, we'll give you a two-year deal. And there you go.
Yeah.
So we reported on that. We didn't go so far as to say it was for the first lady because we were still working on that part of it. Well, by the end of the week, and Kevin should get credit for this, Kevin found the Navigator and put pictures of it on TV. Well, once he put those pictures on TV, I saw the license plate number. I went through my files. I found my license plate number. I said, well, I'll be damned. It's the same license plate number. And I called the city and say, why would this license plate that was the first lady's license plate now be on the Navigator
if it wasn't her car? Is that when he copped to it?
That's when the deputy mayor said, okay, you got us. And then, and believe me, my friends at Channel 7 breathed the biggest sigh of relief you ever heard because they realized they had gone out there with something that they believed to be true, but they didn't quite have it dead nuts.
100%, yeah.
And right after that, they had the press conference on Saturday where Ray Saya is demanding that, you know, he apologized to Steve Wilson.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ironic thing is Wilson was out of town. I was in Muskegon visiting relatives, so it was Schaefer and Ray Saya there. Saya's going crazy on the mayor, and the mayor's just like, Ray Saya? Where'd Ray Saya turn into a tiger? And he turns to Schaefer, who's been writing all these hard-hitting stories with me for years, and he says, Jim, can you get him off me?
Like, you know, isn't that when he was asking for, he's saying we need a weekly meeting, we need better communication?
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Hardy, har, har. Yeah.
Mistakes were made, but not by me.
Yeah.
Right. We got to take a break. We got a little behind here, but we'll be right back.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike.
It's a no-nonsense show. I'm not going to take any crap from nobody.
101.